I'm Daisy Contreras for Illinois Issues. For this week's in-depth report, we explore LGBT rights under a Trump administration. Navigating high school has its challenges, dealing with standardized tests, financial aid forms, and college applications. But for transgender students, navigating the transition from high school to college has an added level of complexity. This is the case for 18-year-old Grayson Alexander, a Springfield native. He advocates for transgender student rights at the local level, inspired by his own experiences.
I was bullied really badly when I first came out, and now everyone treats me like I'm a human being. People started being willing to talk to me on a personal basis and to get to know me, and I started really heavily advocating for myself in the community.
After a 2-year fight, he is now able to use bathrooms at school in accordance to his gender identity. But today, he faces other concerns. Like, what gender should he mark on college applications?
There were so many phone calls to colleges, like, which one do you want me to put down? And every school had something different to say.
His birth certificate shows his gender assigned at that time. And to update it, he would need to undergo an operation. More than 50 years ago, Illinois was one of the first states to allow transgender individuals to update their gender marker with proof of surgery. Democratic Representative Greg Harris says it's time for an update. He has proposed a bill that would allow the gender marker change without surgery.
This change will bring the state of Illinois into compliance with other states who have done this. But more importantly, this will have the same standards as the federal government uses for source identity documents, such as passports.
But not everyone agrees with the idea. Take, for example, Rav Rivera from the conservative Illinois Family Institute. He says that the bill ignores the safety of others in bathrooms. This view led to a heated debate in a state legislative hearing.
Now, let me back up first and say we're not saying that those who seek this are predators, not at all. But there are predators who will lurk and take advantage of this situation once you open up the restrooms, the locker rooms, the changing rooms.
In response, Democratic Representative Kelly Cassidy emphasized that a transgender individual is more likely to be victimized than anyone else.
The situation you lay out, the boogeyman that you're describing, doesn't exist. Simply doesn't exist. In the other 14 states where this is the law, this hasn't happened.
Supporters say that updating the law would not only place Illinois on par with these other 14 states, but that it would also address the concerns of transgender individuals who do not consider surgery an option.
Few patients have received surgery or have access to surgery. Percentages from the 2015 U.S. Transgender Survey show that depending on the type of surgery, we estimate only 1 to 20% of transgender people have had access to surgical interventions. Some trans and gender nonconforming people don't want to have surgery or need to delay surgery for personal or medical reasons. However, they need accurate birth certificates right now.
That was Dr. Magda Hoberg. She is the chief clinical officer at Howard Brown Health in Chicago, the largest LGBT health organization in the Midwest. She says that vital records, such as birth certificates, impact how a person obtains healthcare, rights to travel, and rights to personal safety. Four Republican representatives voted in opposition to the bill during a committee hearing, but they could not be reached for comment. The bill is now before the full House. At the same time, three other bills addressing LGBT rights have been introduced in the Senate and are now pending for votes. At the federal level, President Trump just recently rolled back protections for transgender students in school bathrooms, and advocates fear that additional changes could impact the state. I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.